Globally, the textiles, clothing, leather and footwear sector employs some 60 million people, many of them women. That's the equivalent of the population of Italy. The sector is characterised by long global supply chains where workers in factories in developing economies are vulnerable to poor working conditions. The International Labour Organization has partnered with the International Finance Corporation, part of the World Bank, to develop a unique path to improving the working lives of garment makers. That program is called Better Work. Dan Rees is the director of Better Work for the ILO, and he explains their approach.
We're not just about measuring the problem, we're about trying to fix the problem. So I think what makes us different is that we invest an awful lot of effort within the factory in better human resource management systems, in better systems in the factory. We invest in worker management cooperation. We actually enable workers to elect their own representatives to drive change in the factories themselves. So a lot of our work is about understanding and really giving people the skills to drive sustainable improvement at the factory floor.
Since commencing in 2006, Better Work operates in 8 countries, including Bangladesh and Haiti. They maintain that their approach of improving working conditions is not a burden or cost to factories and factory owners, but can actually help their bottom line.
The good working conditions, when they improve, are actually better for business. There's a growing amount of evidence from the Better Work programme that actually those factories with better working conditions are actually the most profitable. Those factories in which workers are happiest are the ones where they want to stay and are producing more productively.
So, given that many of us like our affordable clothing, but also care about conditions for workers in this industry, how can we help? Dan Rees has some advice.
Well, I think, you know, what we see is that global concern of working conditions in the garment and other industries does drive change. So when consumers get concerned and they talk to the brands that they buy from, when they complain to their political representatives, then that can drive change in the industry. So we saw a huge amount of concern in the last 3 years or so after the collapse of Rana Plaza, that famous and tragic incident in Bangladesh. And what we've seen as a result of that is increased scrutiny on brands and in the supply chain, increased support for governments for change within the garment industry, and new initiatives coming in that are really driving change. So I think consumer concern, when it's voiced, has a direct impact on improvement in working conditions.
Dan Rees, Director of Better Work for the ILO. Reporting from Geneva, this is Pete Foster.